Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. Now in this audio, I'll talk about the writer Nirad C. Chaudhary. Now the dates of Nirad C. Chaudhary are from 1897 to 1919. Nirad C. Chaudhary was basically a Bengali author and scholar who was opposed to the withdrawal of the British colonial rule from India. However, he was a very learned person, well-read, and perhaps the only reason why he believed the British rule was a benevolent rule was that he thought, unlike the other freedom fighters and Gandhiji, that British rule is actually helping India in becoming something better. But in this lecture, we'll just deal with the writings of Nirad C. Chaudhary, the characteristics of his writings, and his important works. Now, as I said, he was a very learned person. He was well-versed in various fields of knowledge, such as history, literature, philosophy, religion. And in his works, he used various literary devices, such as metaphors, allusions, irony, satire, to create vivid impressions and meanings. Amongst his most important works are the first, The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian. ये बहुत ही famous work है इनका. It was published in 1951. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian. So basically ये क्या है? It's a memoir that recounts his childhood and youth in Bengal during the British rule. And the book is famous for its dedication to the British Empire, which he considered to be a benefactor of India, as I pointed out. Next book that is important is called The Continent of Sirs. The Continent of Sirs. Now, Sirs की spelling क्या है? C-I-R-C-E. C-I-R-C-E. And Sirs basically is a witch or a sorceress in Greek mythology. What she did was she used to turn human beings into wolves, lions. So, convert human beings into animals. तो वहां से ये name borrow किया है उन्होंने, Sirs. And the name is The Continent of Sirs. Now, this book analyzes the history and culture of India from a critical perspective. उसके बाद एक और इनका work है जो काफी famous है. It is called Thy Hand, Great Anarch. Not Monarch, but Anarch. Thy Hand, Great Anarch. This is the title. This was published in 1987. Now, this is basically a sequel to his autobiography, which I talked about earlier. Sequel to his autobiography that covers his life from the period 1930 to 1955. And this book is a scathing indictment of the Indian independence movement and its leaders. मतलब कि in this book he speaks against the demand for India's independence from the British rule. But try to understand it in this way that there were many freedom fighters before the coming of Gandhiji to India from South Africa who believed that British rule was good. British rule was doing something good. Now this may be because they were not so well informed about the evils of British rule. It may be because they were a bit ignorant about the economic hardships and other many other problems which British rule was creating. Though Nirad C. Chaudhary always said that he is a proud Indian, but somehow because of his belief that British Empire is good, he criticized the Indian independence movement. So, ye teen kitabon ke naam yaad rakhna. First, The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian. Second, The Continent of Sirs. Sirs is basically C-I-R-C-E. And Sirs was the name of a sorceress. Ek witch ka naam tha. It is in Greek mythology, which used to turn normal people or human beings into animals and birds. And the third one that you should remember is Thy Hand, Great Anarch. Thy Hand, Great Anarch, which came out in 1987. And it is a sequel to his autobiography. And it covers the period from 1930 to 1955. And as I told you, it is a indictment or kind of criticism of the Indian independence movement. Now, after that, let me tell you a few more facts about Nirad C. Chaudhary, jo inka autobiography tha, In that, he said, let me quote this, that he believed that all that was good and living within us was made, shaped and quickened by the same British rule. Unquote. So this is what he says about the British rule in India. And of course, for having such views about the Indian independence movement, what happens after independence is that he is removed as a broadcaster and political commentator from All India Radio because he used to work there. And he was ostracized by many Indian people. And he was called the last British imperialist and last of the Brown Sahibs. So later on what happens is in the 1970s, Nirad C. Chaudhary leaves for England. And over there, the English people can't understand his combination of being a proud Indian along with his desire for the lost glory of the British Empire. Because it doesn't make sense, na? How can you be a proud Indian and also desire that British Empire or British people or British government rules India? These are kind of contradictory things. Okay, so in Britain, this is the thing which many Britishers were not able to understand. And at the same time, Niraj Chaudhary found out that, you know, England had changed a lot since the times of the British Empire. And he was appalled by their total lack of commitment to the values which Niraj Chaudhary believed that once the Englishmen or English people espoused or followed as a great nation. And this book is called Thy Hand, Great Anarch. In this book, he expresses his disillusionment. And this book he wrote at the age of 90, at the age of 90 years. And famously he says in this book that the greatness of the English people has passed away forever. Okay? This is what he says. So, do teen kitabon ke naam aap yaad rakhna. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian. Uske baad, Thy Hand, Great Anarch. After that, what were the views of Niraj C. Chaudhary with respect to Indian freedom struggle? Okay? Now, let me tell you something more about his other works. Another important work that he has written is called A Passage to England. A Passage to England, which was published in 1959. Now, this was basically a product of a short visit to England in 1955. So, he went there in 1955. So, it's because of that. It's due to that. So, this account of the adventures of a brown man in search of civilization constitutes a very unusual travel book. So, this is a kind of travel book, A Passage to England. Now, uske baad ek aur kitab hai inka on which, you know, questions can come. It's called Scholar Extraordinary, The Life of Frederick Max Müller. Okay? Scholar Extraordinary, The Life of Frederick Max Müller. This was published in 1974 and it also won the Sahitya Academy Award in 1975. Okay? So, from that point of view, it is important. It is a award-winning book. And this is Chaudhary's first attempt at biography. And what is strange is that he's writing the biography of a person, Max Müller, who was an admirer of Hindu culture and who also Sanskritized his name as Moksha Mulara. Okay? And on the other hand, Niraj C. Chaudhary is a critic of Hindu culture or Indian culture. Okay? So this is the irony in this book. Max Müller was an admirer. Niraj C. Chaudhary is a critic of Hindu culture. Okay? But this particular book, Scholar Extraordinary, The Life of Frederick Max Müller, is a biography. And now, after that, there is another book by him called Hinduism. Ye book ka title hi hai. Theke? It came out in 1979. And this is a kind of sketchy and very one-sided presentation of a subject, which is Hinduism, to which Chaudhary returns again and again in many of his books. And the historical account is kind of not that detailed, and it makes too much of the several taboos which are only of peripheral significance. There is also the usual quota of sweeping generalizations which we can find in Chaudhary's many books. For example, he says that Hindu spirituality is a pursuit not of beatitude but of power. Okay, this is a phrase hai in his book. So overall, if you see about the works of Niraj C. Chaudhary, we can say that his thinking is time and again vitiated by extreme positions. Okay? Now, think about it in this way, that it is good to be a critic of your culture, but with a spirit of reforming that culture. Okay? But suppose if you are a critic of your culture, but a blind admirer of a foreign culture, you can't see the mistakes which the British did, and you can't see even the goodness of your own traditions or your own religion or just Indian culture in general, then it means that you are prejudiced in some ways. You are one-sided in some ways, right? You might be a great writer. Okay? So, it can be said that the thinking of Niraj C. Chaudhary is time and again vitiated by extreme positions, blind prejudices, even half-truths, and at times, sheer sophistry. Okay? Now, this is a assessment of a scholar that I am talking about. Assessment of a scholar which has assessed the books of Niraj C. Chaudhary. Okay? Unka ye opinion hai, jo main quote kar raha hun. So, from an exam point of view, as I pointed out at the beginning, just remember the names of the books that Niraj C. Chaudhary has written, at least the important ones, and also the basic characteristics which I discussed even throughout the lecture and even at the end. Okay, so from an exam point of view, in sab cheezon pe aapko dhyan rakhna hai and definitely take notes.